Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to the fourth episode of the AP Now podcast. I'm Mary Schaefer, and today I'm here to talk to you about boss impersonation fraud. Now, I can already hear the joke starting. Nobody in their right mind would impersonate my boss, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a serious matter, and that's why we're devoting a whole episode to it. Today's episode is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. So what we're going to talk to you about today is I'm going to explain the fraud in detail, how it works, and then I'm going to talk a little bit, give you some tips on how to make sure both you and your employees don't fall for this. Now, the real issue that I'm trying to emphasize here is this is not something that's only targeting managers, executives, things like that. Basically, everybody is a potential target. I have done some talks recently, and two in particular stand out where I asked about this particular fraud. And in both cases, I was kind of horrified to find out to see just how few people actually had heard of this. In one case, it was a live setting. In another case, it was a very large webinar. Basically, 70% of those who were listening had never heard of it, and another 20% had heard of it. Somebody in their organization had been targeted and they didn't fall for it, and another 10% heard of it because somebody in their organization had fallen for it. So really what we want to do today now is to make sure that you and your folks have the information you need so that you don't fall into that 10%, okay, because this fraud is growing. So it starts like this. You either get an email or a text from your boss, and it says something like, you got a second, I need you to do something for me, I need some help, something of that nature. Don't be misled if you get a text with this. So sometimes people, they'll get the text and they'll think, oh, it must be for my boss. He or she has my phone number. You know, some crook over in Timbuktu wouldn't have it. That's not necessarily true because some of these frauds have been started with a text, okay? So you get this message from your boss, and this is how it works, or at least one version of it works. The text requests that the employee go out and buy some gift cards, and the amounts of money vary. I've heard of it as asking for as little as $500. I've also heard some examples where it was up to $2,000. But anyway, the boss asks the employee to go out and buy these gift cards that they need, rush, rush, rush. Sometimes they give a reason, sometimes they don't. And the crook actually doesn't care whether you put it on the company card or whether the employee puts it on their personal card, and that's when it really gets ugly. But then the second part of the message says, when you go and buy those gift cards and you bring them back to the office, scratch out the markings on the back so you can get the data, and then either send the information, the numbers, the codes that are there, or scan the cards and send that. So either way, the crooks get the numbers that are on the back, and then they are able to convert that information into money. And of course, your employee owes the credit card company this money, or whether it's on a personal card or the company business card. And the credit card company doesn't care. And at the end of the day, you know, you can complain all you want to the credit card company, but it was your employee who got the card and scratched off the numbers. So you still owe the credit card company the money. This type of fraud is coming to be called boss impersonation fraud, but I've also seen it referred to as bogus boss fraud, BEC gift card fraud, BEC standing for business email compromise. It's another form of business email compromise. So all these names, it doesn't really matter, you know, that old saying, a rose by any other name. The fraud was practically non-existent before 2017, and then for most of 2017, it percolated along, but there was not that much activity. In 2018, we started to see it grow, and now in the last 18 months or so, it has really exploded. And this fraud, by the way, is not just being focused on executives, managers, upper-level personnel. It's focused on whoever the crook can find and get to do this for them, okay? And it's not that hard for them to figure out who reports to who. And the data for this is being collected by the IC3, which is part of the government. There is a second variation of this fraud. And in this fraud, the email comes from a high-level executive. And it typically happens at party time. And it asks the employee to purchase a gift card for the year-end party. And it will ask them to purchase numerous cards. So it might ask, for example, them to go out and purchase 100 or 500, 50 or $100 cards. So in this second variation, it can be a little bit more money than we were talking about in the beginning. Let us now take a word from our sponsor. Brief break, and we'll be back to talk about how you can protect yourself from this fraud. AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose, and it takes time to track down approvers while also having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies all that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately get to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms that the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers, AP, and the vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to an approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/AP now. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply.com/AP now. Okay, so back to the fraud and, what's going on. First of all, let's talk about who they are targeting. Primarily, the targets, at least up until this point, have been personnel in either human resources or accounting, accounts payable, even some, accounts receivable, but generally in accounting. So HR and accounting. And that's not to say this is where they're going to stay, but at least up until this point, this is where we're seeing the majority of these frauds target. Your first step in fraud prevention when it comes to this type of fraud, or to be perfectly honest, any fraud, when you get a request that's a little out of the ordinary, and this one certainly would be a little out of the ordinary, you want to think. You want to just stop and think, hey, does this make sense? Why would my boss really want me to go out and buy gift cards and then scratch the information off the back? Now, you would hope that a red flag would go off on the part of your employees, but unfortunately, sometimes that red flag, that light bulb doesn't go off, and they're just trying to look good and impress the boss, do what's asked. So you can't count on this, but you want to start to educate your staff as to, don't automatically react. Take a moment to think, does this make sense? And of course, this doesn't really make sense when you think about it. So the next thing that you want them to do is pick up the phone and call. Some other advice I have for you now regarding this and some other frauds comes from the FBI. The first thing that they suggest you do is look at the email header in your email of the sender and look at the email address. Is it your email address or is it something that's really very close to yours? And maybe because the crook has gone out and purchased a URL that is quite similar to your organization. So you might be ABC-company and they've gone out and purchased ABC_company. And unless you're looking for these anomalies, it's really hard to miss them. Okay, next thing, be wary of requests to buy multiple gift cards, especially if it seems out of the ordinary. If you normally buy gift cards as part of your job, that's fine, but this scratching the information off the back, that should set off something to stop and say, hey, does this make sense? When you look at the email itself, look for grammatical errors or odd phrasing. And when we talk about odd phrasing, we mean sometimes that the person who has created this email is English is not their first language, so they don't phrase things the way you or I might phrase things, which you know, and if it's coming from your boss and your boss, you know, doesn't speak like that. The other thing that I've heard people say is, you know what, I looked at that email and it didn't sound like my boss, okay? Be also suspicious when the language tries to get you to go out and buy these cards right away. Do it quickly. Don't bother calling me back to confirm this. Anything that is a little odd, again, should raise a red flag. And of course, be very suspicious if the sender is asking you to send gift card numbers and PINs back, okay? And again, don't rely on the email alone. Pick up the phone and talk to your boss, okay, to confirm that, yes, they do want you to do this. So this information will help you protect yourself against this type of fraud, but don't keep it just for yourself or just for your managers. We need to educate everybody from, you know, obviously the top person right on down, because sometimes these requests are going to the very lowest level employee who doesn't think to that there could be something wrong. You should also start requiring that your employees verify anything out of the ordinary by phone. Pick up the phone. And of course, let's be suspicious, okay? Let's use a little common sense, step back and think, hey, does this make sense? So before we finish, I thought I'd share a funny story related to this type of fraud. It was shared with me at a live event. An employee was sitting with her manager and they were going over something when, you know, her phone beeped that she got a text message, and she looked, picked up the phone, and the text message was purportedly from her boss asking her to go out and buy gift cards and, you know, scratch the numbers off, et cetera. And, of course, the boss was sitting right opposite her. So, of course, they had a good laugh, and everybody realized that this wasn't a legitimate request. So concluding thoughts when it comes to this fraud, be alert. And we should be alert a lot now, because there are a lot of new frauds coming at us, and so people should always be looking for something that just doesn't sound right. So share this information with your staff, please, to make sure that you don't get caught. Thank you for listening to this AP Now podcast, and a special thanks to our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to this episode, like this episode, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, or wherever. And of course, don't forget to share it with your staff. To be alerted to new episodes of the AP Now podcast, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for our free twice-a-week e-zine. Thanks for listening. Hope to see you again soon on this podcast.